Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The preacher and the teacher. Mustard and Johnson. It's Mustard and Johnson on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Talk all things socks, pats, B's and C's right now with Mustard and Johnson on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Well, here's the thing, though. My boy Mookie is at the stage of his career where he had to get what he deserved, you know. And I don't think, you know, the Red Sox, we have a very high payroll, and I don't think our owner want to go past that, you know. So signing Mookie, it definitely will put the payroll way over. And I don't think the Red Sox are ready for that. You don't want to get rid of a guy like him, because Mookie got to be right now the most exciting player to watch.
So which is it, David Ortiz?
Yeah, make up your mind. Either you want him or is he too high for the Red Sox payroll?
He's an exciting player to watch, but John Henry really doesn't have much choice because, you know, the fans have demanded it, Larry. We have to get below $208 million of payroll.
The fans don't want that. As far as the fans are concerned, spend as much, whatever money you got to spend to bring talent in here. That's what people want.
Before you so rudely interrupted Big Poppy, he had more to say on this subject.
Reality is, business-wise, this is going to be his last year. And you know the game that teams love playing. You know, we got like him. I trade him. I will get young talent, you know, you will get whatever you want with Mookie. And, you know, unfortunately, that's the baseball business.
The problem is, of course, the young talent that right now you've gotten in return doesn't really amount to a whole hell of a lot of excitement.
The other thing I want to know is, and I know it's, you know, free enterprise and people can get whatever they want to get and everything, but I will ask this in all sincerity. How much damn money do you want? How much do you want? Like, when does it get to a point when enough is enough? I don't get that.
Well,
I really don't.
That's why Brady has been such a New England treasure for so long, because he never played that game. You know, it's all about the scoreboard. They want to make money not for their transactional contract value. They want those contracts so they can say that in the pecking order, they're at the very top. Mookie Betts, when he sees Bryce Harper signing, he sees Machado signing, he sees Trout signing, I want a piece of that. I'm allegedly the second best player in the game. I'm an MVP. I should get a piece of that pie as well.
How much, like, when are you happy? Seriously.
Well, I don't think any of it amounts to happiness. Do you think that translates into happiness?
I don't know,
happiness?
But I don't get it. I mean, it's every, man, you kidding? If somebody said to you, you could make, you know, $300,000-$500,000 a year, you'd be happy. I mean, these guys, the kind of money you're talking about, I know it's business, and I understand that the baseball owners are making money hand over fist with the television revenues, etc. But I say this to all of them, even the NFL, if you were out there at one of their meetings, how much damn money is enough?
Right. Well, look at the NFL.
Look at the commissioner.
Look at the commissioner was making it
40.
At one point, he was 40, but he had to take a pay cut down to about 30 a couple of years ago, right in the wake of the Deflategate thing.
How much is enough, though?
But Larry, this is the marketplace speaking.
I don't.
We have CEOs who are making $100 million a year in stock options and everything else.
Movie actors,
right,
et cetera, and so on. But I don't get it myself.
I
really don't. I mean, you go to a movie now and you take your kid or something and you buy a snack at the concession stand, you're spending like $50.
Actually, it's funny you should mention that. Last night, my wife and my son, we all went together to see a nice family outing on a Saturday night.
What did you see?
1917, highly recommended,
mm-hmm,
about a battle in France between Britain and Germany in in World War One, the Great War, as they said back then.
How much did you spend at the concession stand?
So the three tickets cost $40. Okay, we bought them online, so we had to pay that fee.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we had two small popcorns and a Diet Coke. That was another $20. So all told, to see an excellent movie that eventually will be available on streaming, we spent $60.
Wow.
And then afterwards, we decided to check into one of the local restaurants at Patriot Place, which happened to be Skipjack's, throw another $120 on top of that. So we spent...
You're up around $200 when you get through with everything.
Yeah, $200 for three people to watch a movie and have dinner afterwards.
Wow.
But people do it.
It's good if you can get it.
Exactly. All right. 617-779-7937. He's been waiting patiently. I don't know where he's been
Here's Tony.
Since our defection to AM. Do you not have an AM radio, sir? Do you not have radio.com?
No,
you have been.
No. What happened? I tore my meniscus in a baseball tournament, Florida, with November.
Did you really?
I had it operated. I had it operated January. And
how did you do that? How'd you do that? What happened?
Going from first to second, I took like a weird turn from first. It just happens, you know what I mean? It just happens.
Believe me, no one knows better than I do, Tony. I've been walking in with a cane today. I've been on a cane for a week and a half.
I feel like I'm working with Fred Sanford.
I got a hip issue.
I still played the whole week. You know,
you are tough.
You know, it's operated. I'm rehabbing now. Everything's great, ready for spring training.
Well, that's why you get paid big money.
Well, you know what's funny? All I'm thinking about is John Henry listening to you guys. And those last three callers, are you kidding me? Like, what a bunch of suckers. Because what if that movie last night sucked and the dinner you had was terrible, Greg, last night?
And I can report that both the movie and the dinner were superb. Well worth the money.
And it was well worth it, right? But I got to tell you something. When did we become the Kansas City Royals here? Don't tell me that the Red Sox couldn't have got a little creative, put together, just say, $350 million, 10 years, 3 years, you can buy out, you can leave. Like, there's so many creative things they could have done over the year and a half. They put their finger in the wind and they say, we're going to say that we offered him something, he won't take it, and he's going to be gone anyway. That's a bunch of crap. Okay,
so you would have paid him.
I would have got creative, Larry. If he's like wants to be a free agent, that's a whole different thing. But it drives me nuts when I hear prospects. It's all that, like I said yesterday on the radio with somebody, that the San Diego Padres had the best farm system for the last 10 years. Okay, prospects are just people that have never made it. And if you go through the Red Sox, go through every single position. Put Chavez at second, their shortstop, third baseman, left fielder, center fielder, right fielder, catcher. All homegrown, right? Every guy's homegrown except the first baseman for the Red Sox, right?
Yeah.
All right. So what's this crap about? We got to fill the farm system. We need young ball players. You grab a prospect so they become Mookie Betts. You grab a prospect hoping, praying that he becomes Mookie Betts. Now that you got the guy, it's like we can't pay him. We're not the Kansas City Royals.
You'd pay that kind of money.
What kind of money, though, Larry?
Well, how much
nobody knows.
How much does he want?
As if he's pretty hell bent on getting at least 10, maybe 12 for $400 million. And Tony, you tell me,
$10 million, $10 years, $350 million, and a buyout after 3 years, like they're doing with their DH. After 3 years, you can go again.
Right.
That's what I would have. Get creative. A guy like Mookie comes along once every 25 years.
Now
he's a six-tool player.
Right. Now, what's the sixth tool? Intangible?
Between his ears.
Yeah, right.
Between
intangible.
His ears.
Right.
Yeah, he's
great, smart.
He's a great bowler.
Well, that says it all right there.
But you go to the Fenway Park, you're paying the highest ticket in baseball, a $10 hot dog. These people that are calling, I'll pull over the side of the road. I'll watch a Little League game. I love baseball, but I'm not going to be a sucker. And this guy was talking $30-$40 for a ticket. It cost me $40 to park my car.
All right, so what are you going to do this year? Are you going to go to some games or what?
I follow the Red Sox because I root for the Laundry, but I'm not going to Fenway Park. There's no way I'm going there and getting, being one of those suckers that are going with the bobbleheads. I like baseball. You have a great player, you keep a great player. We're not the Kansas City Royals. We're not the Padres. And for the Red Sox fans to be buying this stuff is a bunch of crap. And Mookie never said, if he says absolutely I want to go to free, it's a different story. But that's the spin that the Red Sox.
No, he wants to cash in.
Of course he does, Larry. They all want to cash.
Well, I'm not paying that kind of money, Tony.
Larry, you're going to pay your $10 hot dog whether Mookie's on the field or he ain't.
Well, that's true. No, I understand this. That's two different conversations. We all know that the ticket prices aren't going to be lowered because there's no Mookie Betts there this year. We know that hot dogs and beer will cost as much.
As a matter of fact, they raised the price.
They probably did.
In 84 games, right. they raised the prices.
Exactly.
So it's like, really? So, what are you raising the prices for?
All right.
Like, it's unbelievable. I hope this isn't a 2012 season. That's the only year I couldn't watch the Red Sox when Valentin had his Red Sox hat on. I could not watch him, and I hope this year isn't one of them, but it seems like it's
going to
be. That
team didn't have the talent that this team has.
No, but it was awful for me. I could not stand watching.
Well, Valentin was one of the worst hires in the history of baseball.
Yeah, who do you want for a manager?
Honest to God, I like Tony Payne. You know what I really like, and no one ever says anything about him, is Maddox. I love that guy, and why he hasn't become a manager, I don't know.
Maddox, the pitching coach, yeah.
Yeah, everywhere he goes, the team, the pitching staff's great. I think he's a great baseball guy. No one ever mentions him. I don't know what the gig is with him, but you know, Tony,
how many pitching coaches have made that transition to manager? Very, very few, because they're pitching specialists.
He seems to have a great baseball mind. He seems to be low key. The players love him. Yeah, all his pitching staffs, they seem to want to play for the guy. I don't know what his status is, but I want a guy like that. Tony Pena, I would have said a couple of years ago, but I don't know what he is.
All I know is the Red Sox are about 3 or 4 days away from training camp beginning, and they don't have a manager. It is bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a crazy. So let's not talk like we're sisters of the poor. Let's not talk, like we're the Minnesota Twins and stuff with great prospects. We want to load the farm system. It's a bunch of crap. We got eight starters from the farm system. Like, they got to stop this crap with it.
You don't even have a manager.
No, I understand that, but they got a GM. Like, let's get down to baseball stuff. This is not a baseball move, Larry. It's a financial move. And when the Boston Red Sox are cutting payroll, what does that tell you? More money in John Henry's pocket? What do I care that put money in that guy? I'm not going to be part of that. It's ridiculous. People are falling for it.
So are you staying home this year?
I'm going to watch the Red Sox.
Right.
I'm going to watch the Red Sox, keep a close eye, but I ain't going to the ballpark, I'll tell you that.
All right, Tony, get well.
Tony, call us on Saturdays. Yeah.
I will, my friend.
All right.
All right, buddy. Hope you feel better.
Yep. Speedy recovery. Okay. Believe me, I know how it feels. I got to get rid of this cane. As much as I appreciate you lending me your cane.
I know. I said you could have it.
I was hobbling into the theater. I mean, it's so embarrassing.
Oh, really?
Why don't you just announce to everybody, senior citizen is not too far away.
Why don't you get handicapped parking?
I'm not going to stoop to that level. I'm not making that concession. I'm not giving up altogether.
Does Pam have to help you get in your seat?
No, I was able to do that. But, of course, Bryson wanted to go in the very back row.
Oh, no.
And so getting up there in front of all those people as I'm climbing my way ever so gingerly
into
the
top. I like it way up there. I like it down front there.
See, actually, we had a choice. We're going to go to Legacy Place, which is in Dedham. But those are all reserved, and the only three left for 1970. Because this is a very hot movie. This is the favorite. It's the favorite to win the Oscar.
I didn't know that.
And there were only three seats left, and they were all in the front. And that's just too close. I mean, you're looking up at the screen.
I don't want down on the floor.
One of the greatest things that ever happened was stadium seating. When I first came up to Boston, and in all my years before that, I loved the movies, and, greater part of my dating years with my now wife, but then girlfriend, we went to the movies probably twice a week. Friday and Saturday night, always went to the movies. But remember the old theaters where, you had to kind of look around the person in front of you. It was kind of like Fenway Park. But stadium seating has been such a wonderful phenomenon in the last 20, 25 years or so. Every seat is a good one, except in the front row. But if you have not seen 1917, and you don't go to the movies as much as you used to, do you?
I know. I should.
But I remember you used to go to Showtime all the time.
All the time.
All the time. And 1917, it is a story of two corporals for the Brits who have to send a message across enemy lines in April of 1917. The U.S. has not committed yet to the war. We were only there for 1 year. So this is right before the Americans got involved. They have to send a message because all the lines are down into German territory to tell one general has to tell another general not to attack the Germans because it's a trap. And all the obstacles, the cinematography is brilliant. The scenery, how they recreated some of the bombed out buildings and the rubble and the various trenches that they have to go through. Is definitely worth the price
of admission. The things that they can do now in movies is amazing to me. But then again, you look at the budget, how much they're spending on these movies.
Oh, yeah. They're spending well over $100 million.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you probably haven't seen any of these Oscar movies.
No, I have not.
The Oscars are tonight. Are you going to tune in?
Yeah.
Even though you've never seen any of the movies?
You know what I don't like? I don't know why they don't run subtitles underneath when the participant is up there. And in the subtitles, they can thank all these extra people and everything that they want. They should get up and talk for a minute about how they feel about winning. Nobody cares about you rattling off a bunch of names. And they just do it. And these are supposed to be entertainers. And you think they would understand how boring it is for your audience to sit and listen to that. But they keep doing it.
The biggest problem I have with the Oscars, every year they say, we're going to make it shorter this year. It's like a Major League Baseball game.
All these animated movies and everything.
All these irrelevant categories.
You don't care.
What they always do, they always give out Best Supporting Actor and Actress in the first, 45 minutes of the show. Then you have to wait over 2 hours for all the major awards.
Who's hosting it, by the way?
You know, I don't even know. Bridget, do you know who's hosting the Oscars? You know, I was thinking about that. I've seen four of the movies. I've seen The Irishman. I've seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I've seen 1917, and believe it or not, I saw Little Women. Terrible. If your wife is going to drag you out to Little Women, resist at all costs.
Well, it's an Oscar nomination.
Yeah, it got great reviews. It had 91 in Metacritic. It's terrible.
Wow. How did it get a 91?
I have no idea. Usually, we more or less, we're both Metacritic people. A lot of people like Rotten Tomatoes. I'm a Metacritic guy. And what Metacritic does is it just compiles all the various movie reviews from all the major newspapers, like Ty Burr in the Boston Globe, A.O. Scott in the Times, a guy named Mick LaSalle is my favorite out in the San Francisco Chronicle, and they give them numbers. And kind of like Rotten Tomatoes, but I think better reviewers, and maybe they're not such good reviewers because they gave Little Women a 91. And so I like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, 1917, and Irishman. And Irishman, of course, is on Netflix. All of those three, if any one of them won, I would have no problem whatsoever. So that
also, there is no host. They're just rotating people.
Oh, they're just
through.
Rotating through. That's why we didn't know. And they've done that in the past. And I guess the all-time greatest host.
Johnny Carson was
Well, Carson
the best.
Was the best, then yeah. Crystal. Crystal was very
Billy
good.
Billy Crystal was good. But
the last time he came back.
He didn't like it, yeah.
He didn't like it. He didn't like the pressure.
It.
And he didn't. He came back after a long absence.
Yeah.
And it was almost like he was past his prime or we're in a different place now. So.
See, and the problem with Chris Rock is if you take the F word out of his dialogue,
yeah.
He's not that funny.
Right. But the Oscars is one of the most watched events each year because it's a live broadcast. Super Bowl always wins. Super Bowl is always the most watched show of the year. And with each and every Super Bowl, it usually is at the top of the most watched shows of all time, period. But the Oscars always does well. Whether you've seen the movies or not, the ratings will be good. So I'd be kind of interested just in the last half hour. I want to continue to talk about the Red Sox and how you feel about this 2020 season as we approach the beginning of spring training. We'll talk a little Brady, too, but you see any of these Oscar-nominated movies, I'd love to have you check in or a particular performance.
Give us your opinion.
Yeah. Love to hear that in the last half hour because it is Oscar night, I think about 8:30 or so on ABC. We didn't ask you to sing. We did not ask you to sing.
I'll sing the best songs.
Okay. Would you sing one of the Oscar-nominated songs for us?
No, I still think Whitney Houston sang one of the greatest performances I've ever seen when she did the Star-Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl.
Unfortunately, it was lip-synced.
Well... So yeah, sometimes you tape it ahead of time. Sometimes when you're outside with all the elements and everything, you're not going to get the same sound.
What about J-Lo and what was her name? What was the other one?
They didn't need any music.
Shakira.
Music was irrelevant as far as you were concerned.
Remind me of Bridget.
Yeah, you were such an evolved guy, I'll tell you.
I am.
617.
I didn't mind that performance. Everybody's all up.
A man for the 21st century, Larry Johnson. Who cares about the music?
You understand what these kids are watching nowadays on your computers? You think they're home watching Star Wars or something. Yeah, I'll bet.
They're not, huh?
No.
All right. I thought, well, I won't go there.
I know what you watch.
I won't go there. 617-779-7937. Final half hour of Mustard and Johnson. We're talking some Red Sox.
Get on board.
Spring training beginning. Are you all a tingle with all kinds of excitement and anticipation? We want to hear from you. Give us a call. 617-779-7937. Final half hour of Mustard and Johnson on Sports Radio WEEI.
They traded Mookie Betts and David Price, too.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the all-new Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Bruins were going for their seventh straight today out in Detroit, but things did not go well for the Bees, who lost to the Red Wings 3-1. So their winning streak stops at 6. Meanwhile, the Celts about to begin out in OKC with the Thunder, looking for their seventh straight as they continue to play good baseball. Still no official word on the Mookie Betts deal. MLPA not happy with the holdup. And no official word either on the Red Sox manager. Peter Abraham of the Globe says Ron Renicki is the guy. But the Red Sox have also talked to John Gibbons, formerly of Toronto. At least they did reach an agreement with somebody. This one is locked in stone. Andrew Benintendi, a two-year deal for $10 million, avoiding salary arbitration. Your calls just around the bend right after this. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's get you back to more of Mustard and Johnson on Sports Radio WEEI.
It is Mustard and Johnson, Sports Radio WEEI, working our way up till 4 o'clock. Bridge, what's happening at 4 o'clock on this very radio station? Got some exciting syndication? No idea. We got it all together.
We got Brian Barrett coming on.
Oh, Brian Barrett's coming in. Well, there you go. That's happening at 4 o'clock. He'll take it through to about 7 o'clock, I'm assuming. And by the way, you can put this down in your calendar on your smartphone. Mustard and Johnson returns back by popular demand for yet another 93.7 FM show.
Couldn't get anybody. That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, this time slot has been occupied by Westwood One NFL games for the last several months. So this is the first time we've actually done some talk in a while since last fall. We're going to do it again next week. Hopefully we can continue to do some more FM shows. If not, please tune us in our regular time slot on AM.
That's 9 o'clock next Saturday morning.
Hearing us in mono is something very
617-779-0850.
That's the number over there.
Yes.
Over
and the number
AM.
Here is 617-779. You want to finish it? 7937.
You do it so well.
I wanted to give you a chance.
You're so eloquent.
You're over there with the cane, and you're all busted up and everything.
You're trying to put.
I feel sorry for you.
I know you're trying to inspire me a little bit.
I am trying to, but it's not working.
I know. Anyway, we've been talking a lot about the Red Sox most of the afternoon.
Like that guy said, you're arrogant.
You're going to go back to the first hour?
I hope Bridget saves that.
All right. She probably already has. And so we've been talking a lot about Mookie Betts and his alleged journey out to L.A. along with David Price.
I really do. I love him. I told you, if you're going to have a discussion about salaries, you got to pretend it's your money. If you just call and just say, I don't care what they pay them, well, that's no good.
Well, see, but they look at this thing, and I understand. I am of two minds on this. This one is a really difficult subject,
too. David Ortiz?
It's impossible. Exactly. It's impossible to have a quote-unquote hot take. You know, we're trained here to have these definitive opinions.
I have one. I'm not paying them that kind of money. I'm not paying anybody that kind of money.
I understand that. But if you're a fan, you're absolutely right. Do they care? Does the average person who's ponying up probably well over $200 million, $200 million, what am I talking?
No. A fan?
No.
Wait a minute, Bridget, get that.
No,
a fan
that's not
is
what
paying
I meant.
$200 million
I know,
for a ticket.
I know there's
behind
inflation.
Behind home plate.
I know there's inflation in Major League Baseball, but it's not that bad. $200 and more, and that's being conservative for a family of three or four to go to a game, have a couple of beers, hot dog, a Coke, whatever you want. It is very expensive. So why would you care and think that John Henry has your best interest in mind when we well know that the highest average seat price in all of Major League Baseball happens to be right over there at Fenway Park? Why should the fan care about
how's
that?
How's he doing with his soccer team?
I have no idea. I don't pay attention at all. But it's one of
What about his yacht?
His sports group, and he has the auto racing up in New Hampshire and other places, I guess. His sports group is one of the three or four highest valued sports groups in all of sports. He's making billions. His various enterprises are worth billions, Larry. And that's not inflation. So you're right. Why would the average fan who knows it's very expensive to see one of 81 regular season games care what the luxury tax situation is in John Henry's world?
Because of the ambiance of going to the ballpark.
Right. So how do you feel as a Red Sox fan? Are you going to be able to continue to be a loyal laundry rooter if you know the owner really doesn't care about putting the best product out there?
Benintendi just signed a two-year, $10 million contract.
Whoopee! I agree with Tony. He is one of seven or eight homegrown players that are worth rooting for.
Yeah.
Okay. On the other hand, here's the problem. You're absolutely right. One of the few things you've been right about all day.
You're arrogant?
Is that no position player in baseball is worth that kind of money, not even Mike Trout.
I don't care. Even a starter.
Right, right.
I'm not paying it.
It's a very difficult situation. All right, let's get back to the phones. Chris in Boston.
Chris,
you're
how are you?
On Sports Radio
WEI.
How's
it going, gentlemen?
Help us with the Oscars.
All right, a couple of things, right? With the Oscars, did you guys see the movie Us by Jordan Peele?
Yes, I did.
All right, I think Lupita, she got robbed. I think she deserved the Oscar nomination. She played two characters, and she did both of them well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was very good. Isn't she already won an Oscar, though, for 12 Years a Slave?
Well, so was it Meryl Streep.
Exactly. I think she did a heck of a job. Another thing, right, as you know, we know about Roger Clemens. Don't you think that Dan Duquette get a little bit of slack in the city of Boston now? And my last thing, I'll hang up and I'll let you guys talk about it. Mr. Mustard, I was one of the students that you abandoned at Charlestown for the Greener Passions of Wellesley.
Well, you got the nerve to sit there criticizing ball players making extra money.
Chris, you know, that goes back. Chris, were you a freshman?
I was a freshman. So you
graduated, what, 99 or 2000 from Charlestown?
2000.
2000 Charlestown.
Yeah, and Craig stood there and said to the class, I will never leave you or forsake you.
You know what? I was given. You remember your headmaster? I don't remember her name. Her first name was Marilyn.
And I forgot.
And she had a job. Chris, she had a job set aside for me at Charlestown High School, but she left to become principal in Marblehead, and there the job disappeared in a heartbeat. I had no choice but to go where they hired me. I love teaching you guys.
Did you make more money?
It has nothing to do with money. I
asked
hired.
You, did you make more money?
No, Boston teachers make more money than Wellesley teachers.
Boston paid more than Wellesley?
Oh, yeah. But what happened was I couldn't get the job. It was some bureaucratic red tape that got in the way. I would have stayed there. Were you the what period class were you in, Chris? Were you the third period or the fifth period?
Yeah, third period, Mr. BC.
Mr. BC, got to love it, Chris. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
No problem. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye. Can you believe that?
It's always good to hear from somebody mentored in the they're doing okay.
This is how long ago this is. I had him in 97. So he was 14, say 15 in 97. That's 23 years ago. Mm. The kid is now what? My math is not good. He's about 38 years old. Can you believe the kid I last talked to in class is now 38 years old?
Well, that's like the woman that left here. She said, oh, yeah, my father used to listen to you.
No, she said she grew up listening to us. Mm. Makes you feel old, doesn't it? John in Rhode Island, you're next on Sports
John!
Radio.
John!
Hey, Craig, Larry, nice to hear you guys on the radio again.
Hey, we're on Saturday mornings. Tune us in.
And you also have radio. Okay. Check us in, radio.com. It's on your smartphone. I demand that you listen next Saturday, John.
I will do it. I really enjoy when you two are on together.
So, John, did you have to take out a loan to go to the movies today?
I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet, but I'm going to see 1917.
Craig says you'll
love
it.
I was hoping Craig wouldn't give it away. So.
I haven't given it away at all. Okay, but okay. I think you're gonna love the camera work, the cinematography. You're gonna love how they set up all the blown out buildings and the trenches. It is a beautiful movie to watch. I mean, it's hard to watch at times because it's very violent, but it is a beautiful movie to watch. I love war movies. I think that the World War I is vastly under. Chronicled as far as the movies are concerned. I think you're going to like it a lot.
Hey, there's one on Amazon Prime. You should check it out. It's from Australia. It's about Gallipoli.
Oh, I've seen that. Early Mel Gibson.
No, not the movie. There's a series. It's a seven-part series.
What's the name of it? What's the name
of it? It's called Gallipoli.
Gallipoli.
And this is on Amazon Prime?
Yes. Yep.
Excellent, John. Enjoy the movie tonight, buddy.
Call us back Call us back next week. Let us know how you like it.
You got it. Nice talking with
you. Thanks, buddy. All right. We're using this opportunity. You know how CBS has all those promos for all their shows during the Patriot games and playoffs and everything else? I would know nothing about the CBS schedule except for all those promos for their shows. This is what we're using FM for. Tune us in. AM radio. You don't have to have all that static. If you do, there's certain spots. I will admit that old 850 signal doesn't come in very well. But radio.com, it's the 21st century way to listen to a radio station.
Even Bridget listens.
Even Bridget does. She's got a radio.com set for 9 o'clock. ESPN 850 on WEEI. It's all right there for you next Saturday at 9. Meanwhile, let's go to North Providence where Mike is standing by. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. It's been a while. So, yeah, with regards to Mookie Betts and his whole situation, I think that taking the tack that they're not trying to put the best possible lineup on the field is about putting the best possible lineup.
How so?
We had a season. Yeah, well, last season, how did Mookie being out there with the top-heavy lineup and holes all over the roster because they ran out of money do for them? Because that's exactly that's the story of last season, holes in the bullpen. Holes in starting pitching because they ran out of money.
Well, what are they going to – wait a minute. So what are they going to have this year?
Well, think about it this way. Just look at the Tampa Bay Rays that, blooms from. How are they able to put on with $62 million a better team than us last year? The realities of the game of baseball, that by having a lineup that's solid 1-9, you can get most of the benefit just because you have good hitters throughout. That you could get from having like superstars in the lineup. I mean, think about it this way. When you're dealing with a game, oftentimes it's that one critical inning where you put up five runs or four runs because the starting pitcher is a little bit off, a reliever comes in and he's vulnerable. And if you have a solid lineup all the way through, you can jump that guy. I mean, that's exactly what the Royals did when they went to this World Series two times in a row and won one. They didn't have anybody in their lineup as good as either Devers, Bogarts, or Martinez, never mind Mookie. And yet they almost won two World Series in a row because they had a lineup full of solid hitters. Because you have to get a 270 hitter out. And if a pitcher starts missing his location, that 270 hitter will get that guy. And you know what? 270 hitters don't cost that much. They really don't.
And what is Verdugo in three seasons with the Dodgers? What, 283 OPS, close to .800, plays a decent right field. I think they're going to be okay. They're certainly going to win more than 84 games this year.
Just look at Verdugo with regards to the fact that, one, he's a switch hitter. I love switch hitters in the lineups anyways. He's good from both sides of the plate. And when he bats left-handed, he has a lot of power the other way. Well, I mean, he's going to play half his games in Fenway Park. That's a nice setup for a guy like him. He's a good fit here.
Right, and we know how left-handers can thrive at Fenway Park if they can go the other way.
Exactly. Right. I mean, that's one of the reasons that Devers such a wonderful fit for this team, is that he likes to go to left, and he has easy power the other way. This matters. And Mookie is the reverse. I think Fenway actually hurts him. It really does. I mean, he would be better off in a ballpark that was more manageable to right field, because he cannot hit the ball out to right field when the weather's cold. And that's why he has problems in the playoffs. The cold weather and his small frame and his lack of true power that a guy like, say, Xander Bogarts or J.D. Martinez has. Because Mookie's all about quick wrists and quick hips. If you pitch him middle in, he can turn on that and launch it. But the problem is that against the elite pitching of the playoffs, they can stay away from him and make him hit to the big part of the field.
So is he a stiff?
No, absolutely not. But you know what? If you're going to throw $420 million at a guy, he better be perfect.
Yeah, and we well know there is no perfect player. Thanks for the call, Mike in North Providence. It's all Mike all the time. We go to Mike in the Car is next on Sports Radio. Hey, Mike.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Well, you're talking Oscars. I just wanted to mention the passing of one of the icons, Kirk Douglas.
He was about 103.
103
yeah,
years
103.
Old. And he had a stroke at least 20 years ago, and he was very courageous and not afraid to speak in public. Nope. He was impaired for really the last couple decades of his life, but he was definitely not going to be a recluse, and he was a resilient guy and to last that long and in his prime. Boy, was he in some great movies.
He did all his own stunts in the movies, too. He did all his own stunts.
Oh, did he really?
Oh, yeah.
And he never...
In fact, he might have been a stunt man to begin with. I'm not sure.
He never won. He was nominated a few times. For all those great performances, I was surprised. I thought he had won at least one. He won an honorary a few years ago, but never for any individual performance. But there were a lot of great movies that... Spartacus, start with that. Talk about great World War One movies. Paths of Glory, fantastic,
excellent.
Yep.
Yeah. How about 7 Days in May? That was one of my favorites.
Oh, with Rod Serling from Twilight Zone wrote the screenplay, and his buddy Lancaster was in that. Early on, another movie he was in with Mitchum, Out of the Past, 1947, great film noir.
Oh yeah,
a great actor, and I'm hoping there's going to be a tribute tonight.
Yeah, and the other thing is, when I heard that Friday, I said, uh-oh, if you're old or if you're infirm and you're an actor, be careful, because they always come in threes, and sure enough, three in a row. The next day was Orson Bean.
Right.
And today I see on the crawler down the bottom, Robert Conrad.
Oh. Wild West.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, Orson Bean, that was a tragedy. He was still in very good shape.
He was hit twice.
Yeah,
hit twice. Yeah, 91 years old. He was very active right up until the end. Did a lot of voiceovers and television work. And I remember him as a kid, To Tell the Truth, What's My Line? He was one of the great panelists on television.
And also one of the most frequent guests on Johnny Carson.
Yeah, I didn't realize this was before my time. I think when the show was in New York, he guest hosted for Carson for many occasions back in the 1960s.
Yeah.
I didn't realize
that. So I remember all those. Yeah, I'm 70. I remember all those shows.
Mike,
right,
I appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, little trip down memory lane, and they better pay tribute to Douglas, and that is a crime. Some of the great movies he was in, played Van Gogh. You know, you love artists, you love impressionists, played Van Gogh in 1957, a movie called Lust for Life, detective story, Devil's Disciple with Lancaster. 7 Days in May is must-see about
some great movies.
Military takeover.
Great, great movies.
Yeah, and wow. 103 years old. We should all be so lucky. Steve and Bill Ricca, you're next on Sports Radio, WEEI.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
how
Steve?
You doing?
I'm hanging in there. Listen, I feel you got to keep the talented player. I mean, God, Mookie's, you know, obviously that talented to keep. But I've been dying to run this by you guys, and this is just my opinion. It's a 3-year. I think they had a 3-year championship window, meaning they won it the first year, and second year was the year they just had to whatever last year. The second year of a 3-year championship window. And I still feel they're a championship caliber team. I mean, I don't think they've lost anybody. I mean, they had a chance to lose Martinez with his opt-out, but he didn't opt out.
What about the pitching?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, the pitching, I mean, Dombrowski rolled the dice, and he actually won that. He won the roll. God, he should have wiped the sweat off his head to thank God. He should have known going into that second year what he had to do as far as the bullpen help and the starting pitching help.
What about this year?
This year, I mean, they hit last year was, I think it was close to top five last year. But if they you know, seam up the pitching, which I don't think will be that tough. I mean, yeah, they got rid of Price, but he was only averaging a little over 11 wins a year. But yeah, he had that, you know, the World Series. But still, I think with some smart bullpen moves and maybe another starting pitcher, they're going to be right there. I wouldn't be surprised if they get 94 better wins.
Well, there's no really question. You know, I've been saying this in all offseason, even before Mookie was traded or even with the idea that he would eventually go, that there's no way they're going to win 84 games again. It's probably somewhere in the middle between 108 and 84, probably somewhere in the low to mid-90s. That's realistic. They're going to be in contention for a wild card. Maybe the Yankees will run away with it. You just don't know. You never know how things are going to come unfold. But to think this team, and I've been hearing this, the Red Sox punted on the 2020 season. I don't think that's the case.
No way.
Yeah, right. I don't think that's the case. Are they going to miss Mookie Betts? I'd be foolish to say otherwise. But they have a lot of homegrown talent. That lineup in Martinez, I've always said this, Martinez, as far as I was concerned, should have won the MVP in 2018. I think he was more important, bottom line, to the Red Sox success than Mookie Betts was. So,
Without a doubt.
I think you make some good points, and it's a great subject, and I appreciate the call, Steve. That's the problem with this issue. You can be very persuasive and insisting that John Henry had no choice because no position player is ever worth that kind of crazy, stupid money. On the other hand, you can say that how are Fenway fans going to react to, you know, a once-in-a-generation kind of player no longer being here? And then you have a guy like Steve who, you know, makes a really good point. There's still a lot of talent left, Larry. Now, the pitching, you're absolutely right. Sales is the ace. As long as he can stay healthy.
He is now.
As long as he stays healthy. And based on his track record, do you think he's going to be still pitching in August or September the way he's pitching in April and May?
I don't.
As far as I'm concerned, his track record says no. I guess Erod slips into the number two slot. Mm. Evaldi, with his injury history, I mean, that is a big question mark.
Who left? Who was it? One of the pitchers left. Remember, one year he had a great season.
Yeah, where did he go? Brad, who are we talking about? He went – Porcello went to the Mets, didn't he? I think Rick Porcello went to the Mets.
I believe he did.
Yeah, Porcello went to the Mets. Now, he was a solid middle of a rotation guy that, you know, had a very good year.
One year he struck gold. He really did well.
He did fantastic.
Yeah.
Won a Cy Young and then, you know, got bombed in the playoffs and never really – had a great postseason record with the Red Sox, but, you know, won a World Series. He's gone. I think that as much as you might like the everyday lineup, it is very difficult to think the Red Sox are true contenders based on that starting rotation. One more before we have to say goodbye. Alex in Dover, you're next on
Alex.
Sports Radio WEEI.
Yes, hi, thanks, guys. I definitely don't think that Sale is going to hold up. I think Erod is definitely the ace of the staff. As far as Betts goes, I don't think he had any choice but to get him out of here. He did not have his head in the game last year. I don't know what the problem was. That ball that dropped to the ground between Bradley and Betts, I think it was in June or something, or May. I mean, then the line drive down the right field line when Martinez was playing right field and it caromed green towards center field and Betts was flat-footed inside the park home run. there were too many indicators he didn't have his head in the game. I think the relationship is over between the Red Sox and Betts. They didn't have a choice.
I hope they. I tell you one thing. I hope they're not going to put Martinez in right.
No. Verdugo.
If they get the kid Verdugo. This team's in a little bit of a free fall right here. I think they're going to have to take a 2-3-4 year rebuild. I don't know what their plan is. It doesn't look like they have any plan at all at this point. But anyway, that's my 2 cents, guys.
All right, Alex. Appreciate the call. All right, we're going to take a break. We are way late. Bridget's scolding me on the other side of the glass.
Is she yelling at you?
She is. She's screaming at the top of her voice, and with very good reason. We'll take a break. Final comment coming up, Mustard and Johnson, Sports Radio WEEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get you back to more of Mustard and Johnson on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, that's going to do it for us, Mustard and Johnson. We'll be back on the AM side on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. We'll be back here on the FM side next Sunday at 1 o'clock. Enjoyed it, Larry. It's been a long time since we did a Sunday show.
And a great job by our producer, Bridget.
Bridget, as always, coming through with flying colors. So tonight, even though you have not seen any of the performances or the movies themselves, you'll be tuned into Oscar Sunday.
I think I'll watch it.
Yeah. Probably the first hour or so.
There's nothing else on, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, it looks like Brad Pitt's going to win for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He was superb. I think Renee Zellweger, who plays Judy.
Judy.
It's her last year before she unfortunately dies of an overdose, and she was performing in England at the time, and Oscar loves to give out the statue to biographical figures. So there's a good chance that Renee Zellweger is going to win. I'll be tuning in. Please tune in to us next Saturday at 9 o'clock on 8:50 a.m.
Celtics are ahead of Oklahoma, 26-22.
Thanks for that update. Bruins lose to the Red Wings out in Detroit. Brian Barrett is next. Have a good rest of the weekend, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.